This flute was custom made for a very dear friend of mine, Joyce Bugaisky, who lives over in Lakeland. Joyce is helping me on a project. She's doing the cover art for the CD that I'm working on. The CD is called Echoes from the Trail, and that's the name of this flute. The flute is made of aromatic eastern red cedar. The fetish is a block of honey mesquite with a simulated grave on the top, grave of crushed stone with a cross that's actually made from twigs from a live oak tree. The artwork at the higher end of the flute is a flute player standing over a grave, mourning the loss of a loved one, friend, family member. It was common along the Trail of Tears that when people died, and it happened frequently, it was a daily occurrence, that those that were loved ones would dig a shallow grave near the side of the trail, often covering it with stones. Procession never stopped. People had to stop, momentarily grieve, and get back onto the trail. The image of the flute player playing over the grave was taken from Joyce's cover art, and I dedicate this image back to her. Thank you, Joyce. At the bottom of the flute is the map that shows the various routes that the Trail of Tears actually took. This flute is tuned to the E-flat minor pentatonic scale.